I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today, the topic is taking the high road. In September of 2010, I made a terrible mistake in my choice of business partner. And for the last 5.5 years, my life has been very, very difficult as a result. And when you go through that sort of turmoil and conflict and battle, it makes you become, the tendency, I guess, human nature is to become bitter and angry and seeking revenge. And I've tried to battle that the last 5.5 years. I've tried to stay positive and uplifting and trying to keep in perspective the fact that I shouldn't be pulled down by someone. I should try to always maintain my dignity and my personal integrity and my, you know, personality. But it's difficult when you're under constant assault with very high-powered weapons. So I found that recently I had fallen below that objective or standard of mine, and I was reminded of it in a very humbling way. I worked with a 21-year-old man about 3 weeks ago, and I only worked with him for the week. Very nice fellow and mature for his age. And he said to me, Norma, he said, you know, I've looked at your videos and I've looked at your online presence, and it's so positive in general and so uplifting, and I really enjoyed watching everything. But there were two videos that I felt sullied you. And I said, really? I said, which ones? He said, well, you did a video on, you know, 6 signs you have a bad business partner, and you did a video on when someone is playing the victim. And I said to him, yeah, I did. Those are my highest watched videos. He said, you know what? They're below you. You're better than that. And you sort of stare at him and think, well, what do you mean? And then you think to yourself, you know what? Out of the mouth of babes comes great wisdom sometimes. And I immediately went home and deleted them, because he's right. I don't want to head into the gutter with anybody. I want to stay elevated. I want to try to take the high road, which is, again, easier said than done sometimes. After that experience, I had lunch with one of my good friends. I met him when we were both going through our MBA between 2000 and 2002. Been through a number of relationships, had some personal struggles, a lot of wisdom, a nice person. And I'm sitting with lunch with him, and I said, you know, tell me, how do you forgive someone that'll never ask you for forgiveness? Do you not do it? Do you not think about it? Do you just move on without worrying about it? You know, is the person deserving of forgiveness? Is it something you can even do after they've caused you such pain and suffering? And he and I got into a debate about it, and he's funny, and his initial response was, well, you know, you hire a hitman or you run them over with a bus. But when we got down to brass tacks and said, okay, what is it that you do? His advice was very consistent. It was, you're better than that. Just take the high road, move on, leave him and the battle behind you. You know, just try to focus on the positive things in life, and don't let yourself be dragged down by the quest for revenge. So it was good advice. He never did answer my question whether you forgive someone who will never ask you for forgiveness, but I don't think that question can be answered probably. What has come out of this is that I used to be very hopeful that justice would be done, the truth would come out within the political system, within the legal system, that karma worked, that bad people suffered and good people, good things happened to. I have been disabused of all of those beliefs, unfortunately, the last 5.5 years. It's something that I've realized is not the way human nature works. It's not the way the world works. The legal system doesn't work. The political system doesn't work very well. Karma doesn't work the way we'd like it to. It's just challenging, I guess, to grow up and realize that evil rich men can manipulate political systems and legal systems and, you know, do things that they shouldn't be able to do. And that unfortunately is the reality, and you just sort of have to accept it because that's the way of the world. That being said, with my personal life, what I've been able to do is focus in on what makes me happy and realize that I am rich in every way that matters. One of the boys' teammates in hockey has recently been hospitalized in SickKids for 32 days. And they thought he was going to die initially, and then they thought he was going to be sort of debilitating sickness for the rest of his life, and he's only 12. I don't know how you deal with something like that. His parents look like they've been through the war. Thankfully, he was released from hospital last week and seems to be on the mend. So I was thrilled to hear that. It was difficult to talk to his parents during that time because you just feel so lucky that it's not your child. Because you never want something like that to happen to anybody you know or care about. So that made me feel very lucky. And the second thing is my uncle. I have two favorite aunts, and the uncle of one of my aunts is fighting cancer of the esophagus right now. So she's trying to help him with it, but cancer is the sort of disease where the cure is, in my view, often worse than the disease. He's struggling. It's a horrible time. There's all sorts of stresses and physical problems and mental problems and exhaustion and driving around to doctors all over the place. And again, my heart goes out to her and to him, and I feel lucky because I don't have to deal with that. I just have to deal with a lousy ex-business partner. I mean, why am I complaining? So it makes you look at your life and say, what is truly important? And I am incredibly fortunate to have four healthy, happy, crazy children and a loyal husband, great, great parents, super extended family, and a couple handfuls of foul weather friends that I just am grateful for every day. So that's what truly makes me rich, and that focusing on that allows me to take the high road more often than not, because it makes me realize that I'm lucky in every way that matters, I'm rich in every way that matters, and getting down into the gutter or wrestling in the mud with people who don't value life the way I do is pointless, and it just is a waste of my time. So that has been my learning in taking the high road. Again, I don't always do it, but that is the objective. This is Norma Walton Talks. I would love for you to talk back. I have no doubt that you have lots of stories about your own battles with evil people and problems and trying and struggling to do the right thing when the wrong thing is a lot more visceral. And I would love to hear about that. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to your feedback.